on the PGA Tour. It's a twofer deal. For every guy hitting the ball trying to win a tournament, there's another person in the background. The eyes and ears and encouragement of the PGA caddy. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more at WWIB.com. Don't forget, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift this month is matched. It is doubled. A.J. Montesino has been a pro caddy for 9 years. He's helped golfers like Y.E. Yang win a PGA championship and Kevin Streelman win a record-setting Travelers title. And the former Jackson State headliner is with me on Sports and Commentary. So, A.J., you're from California, you're a Cali guy. You now are in San Antonio. That's where we find you. That's where you live. God must have led you down to South Texas to live. Tell us your story there, will you?
Oh, man. Basically what you just said. You know, the only thing I know for sure in this life is when we let go and let God be in control, you know, he leads us in places where we never thought we'd go, and it turns out better than I ever thought it would. So I I was caddying for my college teammate in Tim O'Neill on the web.com, and we had a week off, and I left my car here in San Antonio because I had some distant relatives here, and I was basically living out of my car, saving my money, and my parents were in California, and I really needed to kind of separate myself from my family, you know, because my parents struggled a little bit financially, and so it was like my finances became their finances, and it was just a little bit of a stressful situation, and so I just, when I was here, I played golf with George Gervin, who's a good friend of mine, and was just telling him how I needed to kind of separate myself from my family and kind of grow up and do my own thing, and he told me, he's like, hey, this is where you need to be, and so that next day, I drove around, looking around, and I asked the Lord for confirmation that I should move here, and I went to look at this one house over by Lackland, and the lady that showed me the plot of land I was looking at, she said, why don't you come back tomorrow and meet my partner, Pierre? I said, okay. So that night I prayed, and I said, Lord, if it's your will, you know, please give me confirmation that I should be here. And so the next day I meet Pierre, and Pierre sees my last name, Montesino, and he goes, hey, that's my mom's maiden name. Huh. And turns out his grandpa was my grandpa's brother that I never knew existed.
Well,
so
what do you know?
To me, that was confirmation. So started building a house, and here I am, 11 years later.
All right. The guy you bagged for, AJ, is KJ Choi, and he's been sitting out tournaments this year with an injury. With that in mind, tell me about 2019 for you.
2019 has been, you know, a little bit of a challenge. Just my player and I split in 2000 with Kevin Streelman. We split in 2017, September, and just kind of took some time off and just took some time off the road and, you know, just got quiet and just spent some time, quality time with the Lord and, you know, just say, Lord, if you want me to go back out there, you know, just bring me the right guy again. So, you know, praise God, 2019, KJ Choi's agent, Michael Yim, called me and said, hey, KJ's got 9 events to get his card back. Would you be interested in helping him? And so, yeah, I jumped at the opportunity and really enjoyed being around KJ.
So with KJ out, what's the rest of the year look like for you?
Yeah, he took another medical because his back's been bothering him. So he said he's been fighting it for about 7 years. So he decided to take some time off and get some real help. And so we're probably going to get back to work around September. So we got another month off. So I've just been hanging out here in San Antonio, teaching lessons and working on my game and working on my clothing line.
All right, yeah, we'll talk about that clothing line that benefits people and glorifies God as we continue down the trail here with A.J. Montesino, the PGA golf caddy. Does it take a while to learn about the guy you're bagging for? I mean, his stroke, his personality, what club to give him, what to say, and maybe sometimes what not to say in the golf course?
For sure, for sure. I mean, every player is different. You know, whenever I get with a new player, I just kind of watch them. I watch their mannerisms. I watch how they do things. I watch what they do when they're nervous. I watch what they do when they're excited or, you know, or in the hunt or when they're not in the hunt. I watch how they practice. I watch how they conduct themselves. I watch everything. You know, you're very, very observant. You know, and my job is to keep track of everything that we do well and during the practice rounds and how far the ball flew and, you know, and I'm able to recall that information, you know, in crunch time when we're, you know, Sunday afternoon trying to win a tournament. You know, that's when a caddy really shines, is Sunday afternoon, you know, when his player is nervous and is in between clubs and doesn't know what to do, and that's when we step up and say the right thing at the right time.
Yeah, you bet. AJ Montesino, the PGA golf caddy, on the show with me today, and the highlight, or at least one of the big highlights, has to be that PGA championship that you and Y.E. Yang won. Was it 2009? I think we'll turn back the clock to that next time with you here on the show, AJ. So if you will allow me to return to sports and commentary with you on our upcoming show, I'd appreciate it, all right?
Sounds good, man.